You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's devotion is for Maundy Thursday of Holy Week. The reading is from John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of this world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you've given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." Here ends our reading. On this Maundy Thursday, a day named as such because of the mandate given, Jesus gave his disciples to love one another as he has loved us, we read from a section in John's Gospel known as Jesus' High Priestly Prayer. On the evening before he was to die on the cross for our sin, just as the high priest would intercede before God on behalf of the people, Jesus was interceding for us as his church. Two things stand out in the opening verses of this chapter. The first is from the fact of, is in the fact that Jesus was praying for the glory that he shared with the Father to be restored. From the beginning of time, Jesus, as that second person in the Trinity, was one with the Father, along with the unity they shared with the Holy Spirit. In their triune nature, they were one with each other, and they shared a glory that was theirs from before the time the world even began. Now that he was about to finish his work on earth, by offering his life on the cross, Jesus prayed that the Father would be glorified through his death, and that in his death and subsequent resurrection, that the glory that was his with the Father would be restored. He also prayed for the protection of his people from the evil one, and for them to experience the same kind of unity that he and his Father shared. He prayed for our unity in the church. He prayed for our protection against the one whose sole purpose is to attack what belongs to Christ. In so doing, he prayed that our unity together, rooted in his teachings and work, in his life, death, and resurrection from the dead, that we would be so united in him and with each other that nothing that the evil one might send our way would pull us apart from each other or from him. How fitting it is on this Maundy Thursday, a day in which we remember the mandate given to us to love one another as we have been loved by him, that Jesus would pray for our unity and for our protection, and that our unity in him would bind us together and thereby protect us throughout all of life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your prayer, for interceding for us, that we might be one as you and the Father are one. Amen. The action for this Maundy Thursday is to ask you to read Jesus' high priestly prayer in John 17, and then pray that his prayer would be answered and lived out in your life. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.